All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, Yeshua, the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. You are the Almighty God who rule and reign in majesty. We thank you for sending your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you for his precious blood that was shed for the remissions of our sins. We thank you that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy and that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. And Lord, I praise you, I magnify you, and I glorify your name. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endure forever. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your precious Holy Spirit, our advocate, our counselor. I thank you, Lord God of Israel, and I bless you and I praise you. I thank you for your healing power, your healing anointing, driving out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. I thank you for binding the strong man of poverty and lack and insufficiency and mind control and rebellion in the name of Yeshua. I pray that you release your mighty warring angels to push back the forces of darkness over this area and over this region, that the hearts of people will be open to hear and to receive the gospel of Yeshua the Messiah. I pray, Lord God, that the yoke of heaviness, oppression will be broken in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God of Israel, I pray that you release your power as never before, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed in the lives of your people. Father God, I pray that you will send forth a refreshing God, send forth healing, send forth deliverance, send forth restoration, Lord, in the name of Yeshua. Break the spirit of lack and insufficiency. We bind the spirit of delay. We bind every hindering spirit in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God, I pray that you would grant healing, grant deliverance, and grant restoration in the name of Yeshua. And Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for driving out the spirit of mind control being broken in the name of Yeshua. God, and I thank you for granting healing. I thank you, Lord God, for liver cancer being healed. I thank you for kidney cancer being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you because you are God. You are a deliverer, you are a healer, and you are a provider. I pray, Heavenly Father, that your blessing will be over this teaching today. Let the glory of the Lord be revealed in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word as always. It's a blessing to be here with you to share the word of God. I just pray that you're blessed, and I pray that the Spirit of God is moving in your lives. To the first-time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. Saints, you're going to hear me say this over and over again. We're living in the last days. Times are extremely perilous. You can see what is happening and taking place. The return of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, is imminent. And we have to be about the Father's business. We have to be praying, seeking His face, reading His word, spending time in prayer, because we want to see God move. We want to see God show up. We need God to show up. We need revival in America. We need to see a change. We need God to raise up godly leaders in our government, in our schools, and even in our churches. We need to hear about God. God needs to be preached. There are so many people that are struggling, that are in bondage. There are so many people that are suffering and enduring hardships. And we have a charge to pray, and we can pray in the name of Yeshua and plead the blood of Yeshua, the blood of Jesus, and ask God to bring deliverance, ask God to work signs and wonders and miracles. Saints, we serve a mighty God, and God is great. And, you know, you've heard me say this over and over again. God has no equal. God has no equal. And He is the sovereign King and the sovereign ruler. Yes, Satan is the god of this world, but he is a created being. And he is beneath God. And when we are struggling and going through trials and tribulations and things, we can go before the throne of grace and ask God to help us, ask God to bring deliverance, ask God to bring healing, ask God to bring deliverance. Because that we God that we serve, he's good. He's merciful and he's long-suffering. And it's my heart prayer that every person that listens to Straight from His Word would enter into a covenant relationship with their Heavenly Father. by the blood of Yeshua, the Messiah, and recognizing what Yeshua did for us on the cross at Calvary. It's not an issue of whether or not he rose from the grave. The bottom line is he is risen and he is seated at the right hand of the Father. We have a high priest that is there seated beside the Father, praying and interceding for us to succeed. We will not fail as we have Yeshua interceding for us. The job of the high priest is to pray and to intercede for the people of God and to make an atonement for their sins. When Yeshua, Jesus, died for us on the cross at Calvary, that atonement was done. His blood was shed for the remissions of our sins. We have been forgiven. We have been redeemed. The power of sin has been broken over our lives, and we have the privilege and opportunity to say, Abba, Father, to know that God, the God of the universe, is our Heavenly Father, and God is calling us to come to Him as His sons, as His daughters. God wants to have a relationship with you. God wants to meet you in the secret place. God wants you to be in that place to where you are being blessed by being in His presence, by having an audience with the Creator of the universe every single day. Yes, we will have trials and tribulation, but God promises to bring us through and to bring us out. Because if you truly know the God of the Bible, He is a deliverer. He is a deliverer. And you know, when you read the scriptures, you can see and recognize that the Bible declares that they are written for our admonition. The Old Testament, Paul said that they're written for our admonitions. You see, and when we begin to look and read and study in the Old Testament, we can see how Father God relates to His people through the nation of Israel, through the children of Israel, God's chosen people. And we can see what type of relationship that He had. And in the Old Testament, His relationship was with specific leaders and individuals that He had tapped to be and to do and accomplish certain mighty things. But in the body of Christ, when you are a believer, when you accept Yeshua, Jesus, what He did for us on the cross at Calvary, you believe that He's the Son of God. When you believe that He died and rose again on the third day, when you believe that His blood was shed for the remissions of your sins and that you have been forgiven, you as an individual now has access to the throne room of God. You now can call on God without having to go through a priest in the natural realm. And you can develop and speak to God one-on-one, just as God would speak to Moses face-to-face. It's all about relationship. See, that's what sets Christianity apart from all of these false religions, is that Christianity is about a personal relationship with the Creator of the universe, the Lord God Almighty, through His Son, Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, and the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, it's about, we serve a God that is relational. And He wants us to have a fruitful relationship with Him, because it all starts with Him. Because as you build up that relationship and as you commune with Him and as you pray and as you praise and as you worship, you will come to know Him even in a more intimate place. So that when trouble does hit, you know it's already done. You know that God is going to provide. You know that God is going to take care of you. And sometimes, you know, and what the enemy will do, the enemy will delay. He uses delay and hindrance to try to shake our faith in God and get us to the place to where we begin to doubt God. We begin to doubt God's word. And we begin to doubt God's word, then the enemy, he has us. Then the spirit of mind control comes in and takes over. But you know that we can pick up this book and we can start reading the word of God and seeing what the word of God declares. So when the enemy shows up, we can say, get behind me, Satan. And we can do that in the name of Yeshua, because the God that we serve, He has given us His testimonies, and we can look and see how God ministered to His other people, and we can recognize and we can see the God of the Bible is a deliverer. That's what the whole story about the nation of Israel is all about. When He brought them out of Egypt, He brought them out of bondage, He brought them out of captivity. And as we are in this series, Choose Whom You Will Serve, as they were walking in the wilderness, Joshua, the warrior. You know, what's so amazing about this, when God taps you for an assignment, you have no idea of the magnitude of the assignment. And when Joshua was standing with Moses and going into the temple, I mean, in the tabernacle to meet with God, he would be outside and he was experiencing the presence of God. Joshua had no idea that his charge was going to lead the people into the promised land. Think about it. Moses' charge was to bring them out of Egypt and out of bondage. Joshua's charge was to bring them into the land of promise. But on the way to the land of promise, there had to be war and warfare, and they had to go in and take what God said was already there, because the remnants of the people in those places, God says, you got to go in and take this. This got to be taken by force. He said, I've already given it to you, but there is a part that you have to play as an individual to be vigilant and to be steadfast, to go into war, to go into battle. And Joshua had no idea what he was about to go through, because he was faithful to serving Moses. He was faithful for being in charge. And let's go. We're in the series called Choosing Whom You Will Serve. And the theme of this title came from when Joshua was at the end of his ministry, his time of being in that place of leadership, that he had to tell the people, look, you got to get yourself right, because you can't be serving these other gods, because the spiritual climate, culture of those nations and those things was evil and wicked and demonic. And he had to tell them, look, you got to serve God and serve only him. But Joshua had no idea what he was going to have to endure. And, you know, it's amazing that when you look at Joshua and let's go to Joshua chapter 1. You know, you're listening to Straight From His Word. You see, part of the problem with the contemporary church believers, they've never read and studied the Old Testament. They've only read through the New Testament. Most people have never even read through the Bible. Yeah, I can make that declaration because it's true. And they go and they listen to the preachers because they seem to have forgotten it's all about being in a relationship with the Lord God Almighty. Now look at this. Go with Joshua chapter 1. And it says, now after Joshua verse 1, it says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses, minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all the people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given you unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and from this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before you. Man, look here. All of your life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Now, as God is giving him this charge and this commission, God says, I've given it to you. And God says, I'm with you. We have to get to the place, saints, that we know that God is with us, because he promises to be with us. And he says, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall you divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto your fathers to give you. And he kept telling him, only be thou strong and very courageous, that you may as observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but you shall meditate it therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. He had to tell him, and he was giving him an admonishment. You know what? He's getting ready to jump off. Look, you getting ready to go through some things, but I want you to be strong. I want you to be courageous, because you're getting ready to do something great. You're getting ready to go into battle. There's going to be warfare. There's going to be engagements, but you need to know that I'm with you. You need to know that I've already given this to you. This is just the cleanup. This is the cleanup, but it's going to require a lot of you. This is a life and death battle every single day. And when you come into the kingdom of God and you become a soldier in the army of the Lord And when you begin to pray and seek God's face and you begin to press your way into the kingdom of God, Satan and his minions, they are going to unleash all hell and fury in your life. They're going to try to do everything they can to disrupt your life and to stop you from fulfilling what God has ordained for you to do. You see, he had to tell Joshua, I need you to be encouraged. I need you to be strong. Because it's not going to be easy. And a lot of times, saints, and I struggle with this, I'm still struggling with this, that when God has spoken to us and given us something in our prayer closet, in the secret place, and all hell begins to break loose, and we don't know whether to look up, look down, we get to the point to where we don't even have the words to pray anymore, to where we just say, it's good to say, God help, Lord Jesus help. Lord, I've prayed every prayer that I can pray. Lord, I have made every declaration that I can make. Lord, I have decreed this and I've decreed that. I have applied the blood. I've done everything according to your word. And yet it seems like the enemy is winning. It is at that point where you really have to hold on and reach out to God and know, God, your word declares that you are my shield, that you are my deliverer, that you are my healer, that you are my God. Lord, you say that I am your son. God, you say that I am your daughter as a result of what Yeshua, what Jesus did for us on the cross at Calvary. God, I need you to show up and be my father. God, I need you to move. God, I need you to uproot, tear down, destroy. I need you to arise from your resting place, O God. I need you to scatter the camp of the enemy and let your enemies flee before you. God, I don't have the strength to fight anymore. God, I don't even have the strength to pray. But all I can just say is say, Jesus, Yeshua, God help. Father God, help us. Father God, help me. God, you say, you already know what I have a need of. Now, Lord, I need it to manifest. God, I need it to happen. Lord, I need you to issue the command for the enemy to stand down. Lord, I need you for the divine restraining order to be issued, that my children will be protected. My family is protected. My job is protected. My ministry is protected. My finances are protected. That the enemy cannot touch what you have ordained and what you have given me. That he has to have permission to do anything. And I decree in Yeshua's name that, Lord, the hedge of protection and the wall of fire will be upon my family, my job, and my ministry. And that everything that the enemy has done is bound in the name of Yeshua, because you are a God of deliverance. You are a God of war. And Lord, you declare war on the enemy. Lord, you declare. And Lord, you uproot. God, you tear down. Lord, those that have come against me, God, you move against them. Lord, those that have hurt me and betrayed, Lord, they are in your hands to do as you see fit. Those that have uttered every witchcraft prayer, Lord, you deal with them accordingly. Every demon that has breached the restraining order, may they be thrown into the bottomless pit in the name of Yeshua. Let them not be able to function anymore. Let them not be able to come anymore. Father God, I pray that you would give your people a season of rest from spiritual war and spiritual engagements. I pray, Lord God, that you would turn everything around. Lord, every door that was closed, I ask that you would open 3 brand new doors. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that for every sickness that was saying, this is what you have, I pray that you would grant healing not only of that sickness and that disease, but I pray, Lord God, that they would even have a greater testimony of healing and deliverance and restoration. I pray, Lord God, that the fire and the power of the Holy Spirit would fall upon your people. I pray, Lord God, that they would be empowered to do great and mighty things. I pray that the yoke of oppression and depression will be broken in the name of Yeshua. I pray that the gift of faith would be activated in their lives, that they would experience your power and your glory as never before. I pray that your people of God would begin to experience miracle after miracle after miracle and signs and wonders. I pray, Lord God, that prayers will be answered immediately in Yeshua's name. I pray that the enemy's kingdom will be dismantled in the lives of your people, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed. that every spirit of hindrance to prayer will be broken and bound in the name of Yeshua, that people will have fruitful prayer lives, that people will have fruitful worship lives. I pray, Lord God, those that have had broken hearts, that the broken hearts will be healed. I pray, Lord God, for those that are seeking and have a desire to be married, that the husband and the wife will manifest in the natural realm. Those that need the homes, God, may the home be manifested. God, I ask that you would do supernatural things. Those that need money miracles, financial miracles, their bills to be paid, debt to be eliminated, we decree it and we ask, Lord God, that today, by the power of your Holy Spirit, will begin to manifest in the earthly realm, that people will experience your healing power, your delivering power, your power to bring provision and abundance and overflow, that the spirit of lack and insufficiency will be bound, it will be destroyed and cast out of the region, out of the lives of your people, that people will begin to be blessed with wealth and abundance, that they may help build your kingdom. In Yeshua's mighty name, I pray, Lord God, that your people begin to have a warrior mentality to war against the kingdom of darkness, to pray for their family members and their loved ones, that they would come out of their addictions, they would come out of their perversions, and that the enemy's hand over them will be broken over their lives, and that they will turn their hearts to you and accept you as Lord and Savior. God, I ask that you would rise from your resting place, O God, today. Scatter the camp of the enemy. Arise, O Lord. Scatter the camp of the enemy. God, uproot, tear down, and dismantle in the name of Yeshua, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed in the people's lives. Let that spirit of heaviness be departed. Let it be gone in Yeshua's mighty name. Lord, I pray that your glory be revealed. I pray, Lord God, that you would place in every individual that is listening a hunger and a desire, that their hunger for you and your word would become greater than it's ever been. Greater than it's ever been. In the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you for the testimonies. I thank you for the testimony of healing. I thank you for the testimony of deliverance. I thank you, Lord God, for the financial money miracle manifesting right now in the earthly realm. I thank you for taking that family and putting me into a beautiful home and money to furnish it and to maintain and keep it in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you for moving on the enemies of your people. Lord God, those that have spoken against them lies, they are in your hands. May they learn to fear your name. Because, Lord, you promised to fight our battles. And Lord, arise and scatter the camp of the enemy. Lord, turn everything around for your good, that you might receive the glory and the honor. Saints, the God that we serve is a God of mercy. He's a God of grace. He's also a God of compassion. I'm believing and asking God to bless you, to pour out his Holy Spirit upon you, that even at the conclusion of this broadcast today, that you would experience the presence and the power of God as never before, and that we make a decision to choose whom we may serve, and recognizing that even in the midst of difficult times and circumstances, God is able to turn it around. The God that you serve is a God of healing. He is a God of deliverance. When Yeshua, Jesus, his son, died for us on the cross at Calvary, it was to pay the ransom. And if you're not born again, and if you don't know him in that way, you just have to believe and receive him in your heart that he is the Son of God. If you have unconfessed sin in your life, repent of it and ask God to forgive you. You have bitterness and unforgiveness, repent of it and ask God to forgive you and receive the grace and the love and the mercy that God has given us through his son, Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. Be praying for your family members. Be praying for me here, Straight Workers. Saints, I need your help. I need financial miracles. I need money to come from the north, south, east, and the west to keep us on the air. And I just pray for the peace of God to rest upon you. And I know that God loves you. And know that Yeshua's Lord returned imminent. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because as you do so, you will be blessed. Pray for your family members and your loved ones, that their hearts will be open to hear and to receive the gospel of Yeshua, the Messiah. Know that Yeshua is Lord, returned imminent. And saints, I love you. I love you. I love you. That's why I'm here. I'm not in it for the money. I'm here to proclaim the gospel of Yeshua, the Messiah. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.